Secretary of State John Kerry made headlines this week when he suggested at a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing that President Obama might soon be visiting Africa. Kerry gave no details about when or which countries. He did say that 6 of the 10 to 12 fastest growing countries in the world are in Africa, that China is investing more than the U.S. in Africa, and that, quote, we have to recognize where our future economic interests and capacity may lie, unquote. During Obama's first term, he spent about 22 hours in Africa, south of the Sahara, all during a single trip to Ghana. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney about the president's relationship to the continent of his father's birth.
Cynthia, would you like to comment on President Obama's relationship to Africa and the prospect of his spending his 23rd hour and more on the African continent since becoming president?
The sad fact is that yesterday, while you and I were Skype chatting, I requested some information from a friend of mine on the African continent, and I asked if the United States is still bombing Somalia, because this was a Somali who chose to leave the U.S., to leave North America, and to go back home. And he said, unfortunately, yes. And I began to apologize, to issue the apology for U.S. policy once again. And it was so touching and so amazing, just this exchange, because on the one hand, I feel that I've done everything that I could possibly do to change U.S. policy. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that we needed a radical revolution of values. And when you have a United States president who is from the African continent, descendant of African people, that represents a kind of radical revolution in and of itself. But then that African descendant president is bombing Africa, and it just shows that it's not enough. Face change is not enough. It does not mean policy change, and it does not mean values change.
Do you agree with Glenn Ford, Bruce Dixon, and the other Black Agenda Report editors that Obama is a more effective evil, that he's getting a pass because he's Black?
I have used Glenn Ford's terminology more times than I can even count. First of all, I find Glenn Ford to be the most astute political observer on the scene today, period, bar none. And when Glenn came out with the more effective evil, it was so clear. It was so clear. He came out with that at the very moment that progressive white members of the left, or so-called left, were making excuses for a policy that constitutes war crimes and crimes against humanity. And so there's a new kind of terminology, I believe, that needs to become a part of our lingua franca, and that is pro-war left. We cannot get to peace as long as members of the pro-war left are prominently placed as representatives of the values of those of us who are truly on the left.
And that was former Georgia Congresswoman and Green Party presidential candidate Cynthia McKinney, who will be in California this coming week from April 21st to 26th on a speaking tour titled Latin America, Africa, and Obama. For dates and locations, see the San Francisco Bayview, sfbayview.com. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.